Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome to the program. It is so glorious to be with everyone, and we're sending love, light, and healing to all of those areas that are being hit with the storms that are just ravaging the country down there in the lower 48. And we're sending you our prayers from up here, and we're sending you the love, light, and healing and protection and everything that we can, the group that are here in Alaska and sharing and wanting to express that energy of love and warmth to you as you're going through these different situations that are happening down there. But with that said, we're really happy to be with you again today and sharing messages and insight and guidance and having the different things that want to come through, and those that want to visit, having the honor and the privilege of being able to do that as we connect and as we work on the program today. I do want to share with you, if you would like to find out more about me, some of the products I have for sale and some of the events that we're going to be taking part in, you can go to www.whitewolfapril.com. And as you're in there, you can just go into the different locations in the site and find out that information. In February, I will definitely be in Seattle, working at the Women's of Wisdom's conference for that weekend in February around the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th in that area. And we're doing a workshop on the medicine wheels. You're going to want to check that out and possibly stop in and take that workshop and learn a little bit more about how to work with the medicine wheel and how to bring some balance and healing into our lives. I'm also from there going to be going to Phoenix and also possibly to St. Louis. I haven't quite finished out and gotten all those details together, but we're going to be traveling in some of the local areas. So we do want to encourage you to check that out so you'll know where we're going to be this winter and what we're going to be doing. If you can't get through and if you'd like to send me an email with a brief question, I do want to stress brief question. I do private readings, one-on-one readings, and I'm more than happy to do those. But if you have a brief question, just send me a quick little email at april@whitewolfapril.com. Our classes are listed on whitewolflearninginstitute.com, and you can find in there some of our retreats, some of the classes we're offering, and that type of thing. And about 98% of the items that are in that catalog now are actually available online, conference call, through the internet, and on site. So it's really exciting that we've been able to expand that to encompass a broader audience that's able to come in and take part in those classes as well and take part in and learning from us through the distance and through being able to do it that in that manner. We do have that saved in Word format, so if you have a problem opening that document, just give me a quick little email at april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to mail you a hard copy of that. As well, on January, we'll be putting out a new catalog. We put them out every 2 months, so you're going to want to keep an eye on that as well. One of the other areas that you can go, and it's kind of similar to working with the radio program. It's called acrosstheveil.ning.com, in as much as it's a place where answers can come in, where some readings can come in, questions can be asked, and others will be able to be in there supporting, encouraging, and being a part as well. So you want to go in there. It's acrosstheveil.ning.com. You don't put HTTP or www on it. Just type in acrosstheveil.ning.com in the toolbar and let it come on up, and you'll be able to communicate, and you'll be able to gather some more information. It's a great little social networking area where people can communicate and make those psychic connections. Another site that we have is energyemerging.ning.com. This website is geared towards and based towards healing, bringing in your healing requests. And those healings can be financial, they can be emotional, they can be spiritual, they can be physical, any type of healing that you need or may want, or healing for the lands, that type of thing. Feel free to bring that into that site. And it's also a great site and a great place where you can read others' requests and share that energy back with them and share healing energy back with them. So anyone who has the gift of healing and who operates in the gift of healing, that's a site and a place where you can offer services of love as well. It's a place where you can go in and send some distance healing and do some distance work as well. Energyemerging.ning.com, it's a great little social networking site where you can find out some more about that. And I know a number of people have been asking me some questions about some of the messages that have been coming in, gearing towards where we are globally, what's going on within the planet, what's going on within the universe and within the time frames that we're living and that type of thing. And we have another little network, it's called Dragon Riders Unite. .ning.com, and that's a place where we share a lot of those messages, and we get together and we do live group chats and information on channelings that come in on that type of teaching and on that type of work. We handle it on that particular site. So that's another one that I've not shared with you very often. It's called DragonRidersUnite.ning.com. And I do private readings, and I do private healing sessions as well. And those sessions can be done locally here and or distance-wise. I can do them through the internet. I can do them over the phone. And it's a way that we're able to extend on, and we're able to bring those energies to you even from a great distance. And it's something that I find a great privilege and a great honor to be able to share with you guys, is being able to do those types of works at a distance. And you can find out a little bit more about that on my website, whitewolfapril.com. As we're beginning to move into an awareness, there's the energy is very up and very high right now for sending out love and healing and protection to those that are being affected and those that are in line of what's going on weathers-wise and conditions-wise, and realizing that even in all areas, that things that can be detrimental and can be very serious can also be a time of pulling in, reflecting, and gathering and focusing of self. I had received an email from a gal who in her area said that they had been told that the storms were coming, and that they needed to stay home and to make sure you had your supplies in and that type of thing. And she did that, and she said, "I'm batten down the hatches, and I'm just going to enjoy being at home. I'm just going to enjoy some time within my own space." And that's something I want to encourage everyone who's in that time, place, and in that area of where the storms are coming in. Remain safe, but remain calm, and know that this is a perfect time to draw within yourself. This is a perfect time of finding that quiet contemplation, finding that quietness, and that being in the safe haven of your own space and being in the safety of your own environment, and finding that quiet and finding that ability to find the inner peace within that storm, within that that outside, what, no matter what's going on outside and around you, that as you're in your home and in your place of safety and you're sitting there and you're able to go into that inner contemplation and you're able to go into that inner time of quiet and awareness, it's the same thing that you can do in your everyday life. It's what you can do through, I'm really hearing strongly, it's what we can do when we need to go in and find inner peace. This is kind of a way where even though storms ravage on the outside, we can still be at peace and be safe and be comfortable within. And that's the, it's a dramatic symbolism that they're showing me to share with us that no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what's happening in the world around us, in our own special little worlds, in our own special little spaces, we sometimes feel like we're caught in ravaging storms and in things that are out of control and beyond our ability to handle. But what can we do? We can go inside. We can stay home where it's warm. We can keep the cars parked in the driveway, in the garage, or wherever, and not have to go out there and feel like we have to forge through it. But that we can take that time. We can give ourselves that time of quiet. We can give ourselves that time of contemplation. We can give ourselves that time of inner peace. And that's what they're symbolizing right now, and they're showing me right now, is the importance of finding that inner peace, finding that inner calm, finding that quietness, and allowing ourselves to begin to regroup, allowing ourselves to heal, allowing ourselves to hear the answers, allowing ourselves that guidance and that direction that wants to come from within. We get so busy and we get so actively involved in everything going on around us that we forget to listen, that we forget to be quiet, we forget to be still. And that's one of the lessons that can come through finding the need for the quiet time, finding the need for the time to rest and relax. And I had some words of wisdom shared with me this morning as I was sending some messages back with and forth with the gal that I work with in Phoenix, and she had shared that maybe what's happening is that there's a time of need for the body to have quietness, and maybe there's a time of need for the body to relax and rest. And that's something we all need to be aware of, that we get so actively involved and we get so actively participating in all the activities and all the responsibilities. And as we're going into the holiday season, we get all involved in the preparations for the seasons and the holidays, and that stress can begin to build and can begin to overcome us. And that's where we need to take those few moments of stepping back, connecting with that inner source, connecting with that inner quiet, connecting within that calm, allowing ourselves to regroup, allowing ourselves that quiet, allowing ourselves that privilege of that blessing that we can have of having that calm and that quiet. And those are kind of some of the messages I've really been feeling led to share with everyone today, as there's turmoil and as there's stuff going on around us everywhere in life, and as there's things happening through every avenue of financial, emotional, spiritual, physical, all those things are all happening. We need to sometimes take those times of stepping back, take those times of regrouping and allowing ourselves to maybe curl up in a blanket and read a book for a little while. Or maybe not going out into the ravaging storms, but giving ourselves a chance to regroup, a chance and a time to refocus. And it feels like this is something that's really needed right now with the population, with many who are listening and who are hearing the words of the program and hearing from the guidance that's coming through, is take time. Don't feel so pressured. Don't put yourself in such a place and in such a time of high pressure and it's static. It's just all that energy going on around us. And they're saying it's time to let yourself have that quiet, that rebuilding, that recharging, and that renewing, and quieting, and keeping ourselves at comfort and at peace. and know that everything that we go through, even though it's turmoiling and it's turning and it's churning, as we have time and we can regroup, we can walk away from that with a new focus, with a new recharge, with a new strength, with a new encouragement, because we've given ourselves that time. We've given ourselves that ability to focus and be at peace and be quiet. There is a young gal who is listening to the program. They're wanting me to share with you that you need to set your sights higher. Your standards, you've set your standards a little bit lower than what are ordered within your divine, in your divine path. There's things that are going on in your life that you're settling for. You're saying, well, this is probably just the best I'll ever get. You're saying, this is just probably how it's always going to be. It's how it's always been, and it's how it will always be. And they're wanting me to share with you, no, that's not the truth. They're saying, set your standards a little bit higher and know that by setting those standards and by putting a belief process into those standards, coming in higher and coming in more powerful and more strengthened, you're actually going to draw in and bring in that which is of a higher standard, that which is of a higher frequency within and around your space. Let yourself set those goals higher. Set your standards higher. Don't settle. You're kind of like selling yourself short when you settle. And when you're standing back and you're saying, well, this is the best that I can expect that could come into my world, you've settled and you've kind of they're saying sold out to the reality of the fact that things can be in a much higher frequency, in a much higher higher awareness than if you continue and if you remain just settling and just allowing things to come in. Set your standards higher. Know that you have a right to do that. Know that you have a right to have that happen. There's another message that's coming in, and it's saying, allow yourself to receive. There's a number of folks that are listening, and as you're listening, the message is, you have asked. You have asked, and you have asked, and you have asked. And they're standing there saying, you've asked, well, here's your answers. But you're not letting yourself receive. You, for whatever reason, I'm hearing pride and ego, sometimes we'll get in the way and we'll ask for something and the guides will send it and the masters will send it, but we block it because we don't want to have to receive help from somebody else. They're saying it's kind of like you want it just to fall out of heaven into your lap when that's what's happening, when you're being guided and directed and shown. And somebody else may come across your path and they may say, you know, let me do this for you, or I have this for you, or let me, you know, help you carry the load of that. And we get pride in the way that wants to say, I don't need their help, I don't need their encouragement, I don't need their energy, I don't need their strength. And they're saying, allow yourself to receive that help. And that is the same thing for everybody, no matter who you are. There's always somewhere, something, somehow, some way that help is there and being offered, whether it be through the sharing of an energetic burst of energy shared with you to open and heal and awaken the energy within yourself to begin that healing. Or maybe it's a physical help of someone who might come over and for some reason I'm seeing somebody who's having automobile problems and you need help, and they're sending you someone who's going to stop over. And as you're visiting, they're going to say, oh, I know how to do that. I've done that before. And they're going to be able to give you that help. Allow yourself to receive that. Allow yourself to receive what you have been asking for. We get in our own ways and we keep ourselves from receiving, and we keep ourselves from receiving those blessings because we get in our own way. And they're saying, step out of your own way. Step out of your own little cocoon of, I know what is best and I can do this myself, but yet you've been asking for help. Know that you can accept that help, you can receive that help and receive it as a blessing from a higher source. I received an email the other day, and it was kind of comical because as I was reading it, the question on the email was, "Do you believe in miracles?" And I just chuckled, and I emailed back, and I said, "If I didn't believe in miracles, I wouldn't get out of bed every day. If I didn't believe that they were out there helping, providing, and doing for us, what would it be worth? What would it be? Why would we even want to take our next breath when we know that the miracles are there? We know that the help is there. We know that the blessings are there. And we can be encouraged by that. We can be helped by that." And the message in that is, open yourself to receive. Allow yourself to receive. Even if it's just taking and going somewhere and having a pedicure done, male or female, allowing somebody to pamper you, allowing somebody to help you and to give you comfort and to give you peace. There's that helping, there's that gift of helping that sometimes we block a person from their blessings when we refuse that help or when we don't open up to it and we don't receive it. If you've asked, know that the healing, know that the help, know that the answers are provided, know that there is those out there that are there for you. Know that, yes, it's going to be provided for you, and yes, you can have the answers come in many, many different ways. You may wake up and walk out on your front porch and find that something has blown on your porch that could be a blessing. Say $100 bill blew on your front porch and you needed an extra $100 today. That can be a blessing. That can be, receive that and love that and honor that. But in the same token, you may have someone who comes up to you and says, "I really have a feeling like I need to share a gift of love with you. Here, accept this." It can come in many different forms is what they're trying to say. The blessings that are going to come forward, the things that are there for you, the message is receive it no matter how it comes, no matter what the path is that it comes in. Allow yourself to receive that. Allow yourself to receive. You've asked, now let yourself receive it. There's a gal who is asking the question about her relationship. She's in kind of a relationship that I would call a little bit of challenge there. You are feeling like, is it worth me to keep going? Is it worth it for me to keep pushing forward? Is it worth it for me to work on this and push for this to happen and endeavor to stay on this frequency of working on this relationship? And in your case, what I'm hearing is that you're not in physical harm. You're not in emotional harm. This relationship is just kind of a challenging relationship. And I'm hearing to share with you that yes, stay in that relationship. Yes, work within that relationship. And know that as you do, it has a higher calling. It has a higher frequency. It has a higher vibration. So stay within that relationship, but also only stay within it as long as you are safe. As long as emotionally you're not feeling like you're being injured or physically harm brought to you in any manner or form, allow yourself that blessing. Allow yourself that awareness and knowing that it's okay. Know that the relationship is going to be fine. The relationship is going to be, it's going to be okay. And it seems like it's a little bit of a rocky road, and that's okay because it's part of the lessons within the relationship. But do keep yourself safe. Do keep yourself emotionally and physically in a place where you're okay. And know that as you're going through that, it's okay. I'm also hearing to share the message that wait for a message. Wait for the guidance. I'm hearing the word wait, and I'm not sure that it's connected with the relationship reading that I was just getting. The energy of this has changed, and it says just wait. Sit out the storm. Sit out the reality of what's going on. Just kind of wait it out. Let it have its path. Let it have its Let it move the direction that it's moving. So if you've been asking a question of moving forward, if you've been seeking that answer of do I push forward, do I go through this, do I do that, they're saying wait. There's somebody who's trying to make a decision about purchasing a piece of furniture, and you really would like to get this piece of furniture, but if you were to purchase it at this point in time, it will put a financial budget strain. It'll put a strain on the budget, and they're wanting me to tell you to wait, that it's going to switch in just a few days. You're going to actually what you're going to do is you're going to find the item that you're wanting actually on sale, and it is going to be at a different location than where you're looking at this current time. They're saying wait it out, give it a little bit more time, know that it's going to be okay, know that everything is okay, wait it out, let it work its path, let it have its time. Let the flow of it happen as it's directed to. Don't push the river. Don't push yourself to the point of, I'm going to get this right now and I don't care if it means I won't have any money for gasoline. No, don't do that. Allow yourself the privilege of waiting, knowing that it's going to be blessed through the waiting, that you are going to be blessed through that waiting, that things are going to come in a little bit stronger if you do wait. Once again, there's somebody out there that's really, this is coming in really strong. Once again, there's somebody out there who's asking for help. You're asking for I'm actually seeing an older person who is needing help, who is needing an extra hand, who is needing, you're needing help. You're needing somebody there to help you. But yet you're letting pride get in your way, and they're saying, accept the help that is coming from someone outside of your own little local networking of community. They're saying, allow the others to come in, allow them to help you, allow yourself to be blessed. And I'm seeing this as an older person. I'm seeing an older person who is in need of help. And they're saying, allow yourself to receive that. Allow yourself to let there's a helpful person there for you. There's a helpful person there for me. There's a helpful person for every person who's hearing this. And there are people who are hearing this and who are a part of this who are helpful people who need to be open and receptive to hearing the words of going out and offering help outside of the networking within their own place too. I'm seeing someone standing in a cash out line, and it's like you have someone in front of you that is a few cents short of their bill, and you have those pennies in your pocket. They're saying, help, offer that. Don't make them feel like they're just hand it to them and just say, you know, be blessed. Let this be a blessing to you. And know that it's okay to do that. Be a vessel of help as well as you're also receiving the help from others. Also be a helpful person. Be somebody who's extending that help out to other people as well. You may not be able to go out and physically help someone shovel snow, but yet you could go out there and you could offer to take them a cup of hot cocoa when you see somebody out there shoveling snow, or take a bottle of water out to somebody who's outside working. Those are forms of helping. Those are forms of being blessings to one another. Those are bringing that help forward. Those are bringing that and being a blessing within that as well. So apparently the message they want to give on that is the dual side of that, that as we receive help, we also want to give help. We also, they're showing this is really significant, and they're showing, I'm seeing numerous people in numerous types of situations. They've shown me an older person who is in need of help. If you know somebody who is in a shut-in type of situation who needs help, send that help, be that help, do what you can. You know, maybe offer if you know that they can't get out and that things are holding them from being out. Knock on their door and ask them, hey, do you need some milk? I'm going to be out at the market. Do you want me to grab you a gallon of milk? There's those type of things that they're showing me that we need to be there for one another to do. And moving forward, being that helping person and allowing ourselves to receive that and say, you know, yeah, I am running out of some stock and some supplies. Would you mind picking that up for me while you're there? Allowing ourselves to receive that, allowing ourselves to be blessed with that as well. to the point of seeing a person standing in an aisle and being short a few little bits of change. Share with them, help them, work with them, and it, be that blessing back. That as we do that, we know we're going to be receiving blessings back into ourselves and for ourselves. I'm sorry, I've got a little bit of a tickle this afternoon. I don't mean to keep clearing my throat in your ears, but I'm just got a little bit of a tickle, so we're going to send some healing into that throat. We're going to send some healing energy into there. I did want to say I'm also hearing that there is someone who is needing to draw in some divine protection. You are needing to draw in energy of protection, and you're not sure how to do it. You're not sure what direction to go to draw this protection in. And what I'm hearing to share with you is know that as you extend out and as you extend your energy out, drawing in the protection, drawing in the guidance, drawing in the love, know that through that protection, you are protected. A lot of times, what I'm hearing is a lot of times when you feel like you're asking for protection, you're allowing the doubt, you're allowing the concerns, you're allowing the worries to kind of hold you back. It's kind of stopping that protection from being there and from keeping you safe and keeping you out of harm's reach. I do see that I have a caller. Nathaniel, this is April.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
How can I help you?
Coming through today?
I've had an really interesting readings that have been coming in today. Some encouragement and some different bits of information. I'm feeling this, it relays right into your own personal situation that you need to allow yourself to be helped to others, and you'll need to allow others to be of help to you. There's something about receiving that help back in return. You're kind of a self-sufficient person, aren't you?
Yeah.
And they're saying that sometimes we need to open that reservoir and allow some of the outside helps to come in. Once again, I'm seeing you kind of like going into a store and asking someone, can you help me figure out how to stage my property when you get ready to sell it? That type of thing, asking for some help, asking for others to kind of give you some of that knowledge.
I see.
So allowing yourself to receive in that manner. And there's something about, okay, your dad's bringing back up that financial situation that I know you've asked some family members to check into, but I'm also hearing him saying, allow yourself to receive it. Allow yourself to receive that financial blessing. Don't just seek for it, and don't just ask for it, but allow yourself to receive it.
Okay.
It's kind of like taken to a much deeper level, to a much deeper form of where you're at. I know that you're just really starting to feel like you're moving forward and that things are starting to come into a little bit more balance for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that that's receive that blessing. And as you're doing that as well, share the message of love, light, and hope with others as well, so that they can receive the same kind of gifts that you're receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Is a lot of what the message is. I've been hearing, sorry about having to clear my throat here, which has been kind of the broader perspective of the entire program today, and it feels like it really plays into what your life is doing right now, too, that giving and receiving, that blessing of giving and receiving, giving back and forth.
Okay, well, thank you.
Uh-huh, I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a little different thought. Pardon?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a great evening. It's interesting how the programming and the messages as they come in, how they can relate and how they can associate with others as they're hearing the program and as they're listening, that the message is there for everyone. The message is there for all of our walks and for all of the processes that we're going through and for all of the things we're moving through. And sometimes we do get caught in that, being very self-sufficient. I've been able to do these things for myself. I've been able to take care of and do and be. And sometimes we just need to find those little places where, you know, we don't know it all. We might feel like we do, but there's somebody out there that can offer us some help and can offer us some hope. I'm hearing that message about the protection coming forward again. They're saying drawing in the rainbow colors of protection, drawing in the protection that comes from divine source, bringing in that protection of the angels and asking the guides and the masters and the teachers to be there as a form of protection, but then receive the protection that they're giving you. Open yourself to being receptive. Open yourself to receiving that protection, receiving that guidance, receiving that TLC that is going to come through, that protection that's coming through. They're saying, if you ask us to do it, we are there to do it for you. If you've asked us to come in, we are here for you. And I've got a number of people that their energy is showing of how, as you go out and you get in your vehicles and you ask for the angels, the traveling guides, to be with you as you move forward on your vehicles. And as you go out and you're walking down the street, you ask for guidance and protection and direction. When we send our children off to school, we cover them with love, protection, and healing. Those type of things. As you've asked it, receive it and accept it. And know that it's okay. Know that that protection is there and that it's being provided for you. Know that it's a divine protection. It's a divine order that's coming in for you, for your family, for your children, for your homes, for your vehicles, that protection. I'm seeing the rainbow of protection. I'm seeing the colors coming in as a a beautiful rainbow of color that's coming in, giving that protection, giving that that vibration, that higher frequency, that dome of just allowing it to come in and cover you from the top of your head all the way down your body, around your body and down, and covering under your feet, totally protected, totally guarded, totally cared for. Know that that protection is there for you. Know that that protection is there to keep you safe, keep you warm. And you don't need to fret, and you don't need to, I don't know if I'm going to be safe if I go on this journey. If you've asked for the protection of the angels and they've not said to you, stay home, you've not had that little guiding or that little hit within yourself that says, you better not do that, or maybe go this route or do that, know that you're under the protection, and listen to that guiding and listen to that direction, and know that everything's going to be okay. There's someone who is asking the question about a friendship that they are involved in, and you've had an argument. It feels like you really had some sour words, and I believe it happened last evening. These sour words were said very, very painfully. They were said in a manner to cut and to hurt. And your question is this friendship going to heal? Are we going to get over this? And the answer to that is yes. You're going to each need some time and space. You're each going to need to, once again, step back, regroup, give yourself that time and space to heal. Give yourself that time and space to know that everything is okay and that you can heal this, and know that it's okay. Know that, you know, we're not always going to see things eye to eye. We're not always going to be on the exact same wavelength and on the exact same frequency. So allow yourself to hear that. Allow yourself the friendship's going to be fine, is what they're saying. Allow yourself to have agreed that you disagree, and know that that's okay. Know that that's a peaceful place to be, because you each are then able to stand in your own personal power. Know that you each are able to stand within your own personal strength, and that you can you can grow forward with your friendship, and your relationship can grow because of that, and because each person has given them and has validated themselves that right to allow yourselves to disagree, allow yourselves to have a difference of opinion. I'm also seeing this in a relationship between a couple that you've had a little bit of a challenge last evening in your relationship. There were some words that were said and some emotions that were shared, and the guides are saying allow yourselves to have that that right to disagree. Allow yourselves to have the privilege of being within your own personal power and say, I choose to believe it this way, I choose to operate on it this way, I choose to do it this way. We're both coming at the same end results, we're just going down different streets. That doesn't mean your relationship is over, it doesn't mean your marriage is over, it doesn't mean your friendship is over. It means you each have gotten into the strength and into the comfort and confidence within yourself, within your own personal power, to be able to stand there and say that, to say, you know, this is mine, I own it, and I can do that. It's kind of like when, you know, somebody's doing something and you want to say to them, it's time for you to own your own strength in it. And that's what this is that they're saying. You're seeing it through the eyes of how it's been presented to you, and allow yourself that right. You're not losing a relationship. You're not losing a friendship. You're not losing a partner. What you're doing is you're beginning to form your own personal path. You're beginning to form your own personal power, your own personal strength. I'm seeing another person who you are at a place where you're feeling at odds end of, you're saying, I've had people who've come in and helped me do this. I've had people who've come in and helped me do that. It feels like you've actually had some maintenance work done. It feels like you've actually had someone who's come in and done things around your property that you've trusted and you've paid for. You've paid for the services, you've trusted them, you've believed them, but through this work has come, the words I'm hearing is shoddy labor, labor that was not performed at the peak of perfection that it should have been performed at. I'm hearing something like they've done things that has actually caused other things to snowball effect. I'm hearing snowball effect. That as you've had the work done, it's created a snowball effect because the work wasn't done properly. Allow yourself to receive the help of correcting this. Allow yourself also the strength to contact this person back and say, I paid you in good faith, and the job that you performed for me has not been up to standard, and because of it, this, this, and this has happened. I want to give you the opportunity to stand within your own integrity, within your own power, and I want to give you the opportunity to come and correct this. And by presenting it in that manner, you can know that you have stood within your own power and you have given them the opportunity to stand in their own power and to correct the situation and to bring peace to the situation. And also know that within your own power, if they refuse, that you need to get help from outside sources to help you bring justice to the situation, to help you bring resolution to the situation as well. It feels like you've had some work done at your home. I almost want to say it almost feels like you've had someone come in and do some work with your heating system, and that through working with that heating system, another situation has created itself that has been a spin-off of the work that they did that was not done properly. You want to give the individual that did the first work the opportunity to stand within integrity. And if you're cold, you want them to stand in that integrity within a few hours, because you can't sit there and be cold. But it feels like you've had some type of furnace work or some type of heating, maybe a boiler, because it doesn't necessarily feel like a forced air gas furnace, they're saying. it feels more like it's a boiler system or a system where there's water, where there's a form of movement that goes on within that system. And they're saying, allow the person to come in with integrity to repair what happened, because their work created another problem and created a little bit more ill effect. If they won't stand up for their own integrity and their own right, then seek help and get help from someone who's going to help you be able to draw in that, take the help as you can get it and move forward with it. And if you have to go outside for help, they're saying seek the help that's needed to bring in justice. Seek in the help for your higher frequency, for your higher good on that manner. They're saying consult an expert. They're saying consult somebody who knows, somebody that can help you. Legal, I'm hearing legal. And it feels like this is still associated with the person who, consult an expert, consult somebody who knows, go to legal counsel with this if they aren't willing to come in and correct this. Take legal steps that are necessary. Don't just sit back and let it happen. If they're not willing to come in and correct the work that they did, and if they're not willing to correct the damage that has been caused, you know that they're going to continue and they're going to do this to other people. And your form of helping others from falling in the same boat, the same action, is by consulting an expert, consulting a legal professional. Consult someone who is going to help bring some justice to the situation before it happens to somebody who can't afford to have this happen to them, before it becomes a reality in somebody's world that can't have that happen in their space. Be a helper back. Be somebody who's there helping move that forward, helping move that in a positive direction. There's a person who is a musician, and you have contemplated going in for a record contract, and they are telling me to tell you that yes, you need to go forward with that. You need to take that gift of music and you need to create this record. You need to take the music that is within your heart and share it with others. They're saying yes, this is very strong. You are male. And you have a couple other friends who have joined you, and you feel that you have a message to bring forward with music, and they're saying you do. Bring that music forward. Bring that blessing forward. You're going to get a recording contract. They're showing me that you're actually able to do some recording through your own equipment. They're showing me you have it doesn't look like professional equipment, doesn't look like a big soundboard, and it doesn't look like you have, you know, like the big sound room. But you've been able to create enough, and you've got a place where you can do music, and you can record, and you can make a CD. They're saying an MP3, they're saying that you are going to be given an opportunity to record. You are going to be given an opportunity to, I believe you're even in California, they're saying move forward with that music, move forward with that calling that you're feeling within yourself, that you're hearing, because that is coming from your guides. It is coming from the angels. It is coming from those that want to give you those words of encouragement and those bits of hope, and do it. Do this music. Bring this message forward. You have a message to carry forward. Carry it forward, and carry it forward with confidence. You're quite gifted. You're quite talented, and you've connected with some friends who are very, you came together at the right time. You've known one another, but you came together at the right time, in the right place, and in the right situation. All of your energies are aligned, and this whole situation is in divine order. It's, yes, take this music forward, take this gift forward. I know that there's another person who is saying, oh, this is for me. They're saying no. The message that this is for a young man, and this young man is in California. They're saying, carry the message. You've got two other friends that you've joined together with that are sharing and doing this music. This other person that is saying, oh, this is for me, and they're correcting and saying, no, you are not in California. You are actually, it feels like you could possibly be Midwest, almost, I almost want to say Kansas. And this is not for you. This message is not for you. It's not quite the proper timing for you in this situation yet. You, they're saying, use the opportunity to present and do, and you have more than two other people that have kind of joined in a band, so to speak, and sharing this music forward. They're saying what you need to do is you need to present yourself and put yourself more out in the public eye and in the public arena through going out into more public places and playing. This other gentleman who is in California, who's working with two other friends, they're saying you are in the right timing. You are going to be in the right place at the right time, and you do need to do some recording work because the music that you have and the message that you have to come forward with that is going to go forward very strongly and is going to come forward very strongly. There's a person who does gardening work, and I believe that we spoke the other day, and the question that had been posed and had come forward was, am I picking up new clients? And the answer at the time was, not right now. And they're wanting me to reiterate with you, because they've brought it back forward once again, that one of the ways and methods that you can use to bring in extra cash flow at this time is to take advantage of the seasons, the holidays, and that type of thing, and create, for example, special floral baskets or fresh herbal baskets, those type of things that you can put together that are going to be a way for you to bring in some extra cash, some extra monies. That in the reading they gave you the other day, they said you didn't hear that part of it as a method and as a way to bring in other monies. You heard it as, this is something that you could do. They're saying do it, is what it's coming down to. The unwinding of it all is do it. Move forward with that. And you can go and you can pick up these items and you can create them. And I'm seeing like holiday wreaths being made. I'm seeing as we go into some of the other holidays, bringing in some of the other floral arrangements, bringing in some of the other herbals, and as spring is beginning to come forward, you're going to want to have things that can be, that have been started, that you can do because you've started it, and it's a way you can bring in more money through labors of love that you've done ahead of time and what you've created ahead of time. They're saying do that. I'm seeing tulips. I'm seeing tulips being started in pots. Those type of things are something that you want to work with. And it's going to be a way that you can supplement what it is you do with your gardening and with the work that you do for other people. I'm also seeing you going out to like little mall areas where they have gardening spots or they have flower baskets hanging. And you could actually sign contracts for this now. And they're saying at this time of year, you could sign contracts for this now for the coming up summer, for the next seasons that are coming forward. That you need to prepare this and to get it ready now so that you're able to move forward with that. There's another person out there that has the same opportunity. They're saying go forward now, bring the contracts in, and get prepared and then begin to do what is necessary to fulfill this. So if you're going to, for example, what I'm really seeing is working in a little mall area, and in this little mall area there's numerous hanging baskets. And you've created these baskets, and you're going to care for these baskets and create the ability to do that. Begin planning them. Begin buying the supplies that you're going to need now. Begin the starts, begin what you're going to need to be starting at the appropriate time so they will be ready and they will be able to hold hardy throughout the summer seasons is what I'm hearing to share with that. There's a person who's lost their father. Your father passed in a manner that was very hard for you to understand and very hard for you to accept. apparently your father had a DNR, do not resuscitate order, and it was very hard for you, and it was very hard for the family to make that agreement and be in agreement with that for your father. But know that that was his wishes and that was what he wanted, and that you needed to honor that. You needed to stand in that. Your father's coming through. He's passed just recently, so he's not coming through as strongly as he will later on after he's had a little bit more time of being at home. But as he's coming through, he's saying, thank you for the love. Thank you for, and I'm seeing playing baseball, I'm seeing you throw a ball back and forth. Not a football, I'm seeing a baseball. I'm seeing you both standing there with baseball gloves on. I'm hearing him say, thank you for the time, thank you for the love. And that it's okay. He has arrived home. He is in the healing chambers. He is doing well. He's saying, I am no longer suffering. I am no longer caught within the confines of the pain and the anguish that had come through my illness. And that was one of the reasons why he signed the order, the DNR order, the do not resuscitate, was so that he could make that transition when the moment, when the time, and when the situation arose. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel like you should have overridden what he requested. Just know that you did what he wanted, and that he honors you for that, and he respects you for that. He knew that you would be able to handle that. It feels like you've been like a power of attorney or an executor or something along that lines, and you have kind of taken a little bit of flack from others in the family, but you have really stood true to this. You have really stood firm to this and said, no, this is what my dad desired. This is what my dad wanted, and I have to stand there and know that I fulfilled that wishes, and that he's happy and he's proud of that. And he's showing me that. He is saying, thank you. Thank you for not prolonging the suffering. Thank you for not prolonging, but allowing and following my wishes and following what I wanted. He's also saying that allow yourself to not feel guilt over some of the decisions that you've had to make regarding some of your siblings. He's saying don't feel guilty over some of the decisions you had to make between yourselves and some of the other children. That he's very proud of you, that you stood firm, that you stood true, that you stood tall to the calling and to the voice of knowing that you did the right thing. And he's saying, I love you, son. I love you, son. I see that we're starting to approach the top of the hour here. It just goes by so quickly, and I've enjoyed sharing the messages, and I've enjoyed sharing some of the guidance, and I want to encourage everyone to sit within their time, within their space, in their quiet contemplation, allowing yourself to stay safe and warm and comfortable, and know that as things can be turbulent, we can find peace, we can find hope, we can find the answers. Just simply go within and allowing ourselves to receive that blessing of that peace and that comfort. As we begin to close the program, I do want to let you know we're on BBS Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You're going to want to check the local listing guide for the times in your area so that you'll know when to tune in, so that you can call in with your questions, or you can email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. with your very brief questions, and I'll be really happy to answer them and get back with you. I do one-on-one readings as well. And you can find out about that on my website at april@whitewolfapril.com. And join our little social networks. It's acrosstheveil.ning.com, energyemerging.ning.com, and dragonridersunite.ning.com. Until we get together again, until we're able to share and bring messages of love and hope, I want to say thank you for the opportunity of being with you today. And until next time, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.